Today, President Trump reacted to Attorney General William Barr intervening in the Roger Stone case earlier this week, replacing the recommendation that the president's close friends serve a 7 to 9 year sentence with a filing for a much lesser sentence. Yesterday, 4 prosecutors resigned from the case after Barr intervened. 1 quit his job entirely. But today, President Trump praised Barr, tweeting out, "Congratulations for taking charge of a case that was totally out of control. Evidence now clearly shows that the Mueller scam was improperly brought and tainted. Even Bob Mueller lied to Congress." Roger Stone's case grew out of the Mueller report. He was convicted for lying to Congress, among other things. Carol Lee, national political reporter for NBC News, has been reporting on this. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Well, this can get confusing, so let's walk through.
Yeah.
On Monday, the prosecutors in the case recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence for Stone. Then early the next day, President Trump called that recommendation horrible and unfair. Later that same day, the Justice Department submitted a second filing asking for far less than the 7 to 9 years recommended and said they made that decision before the president's tweet. What is your takeaway from this?
Well, a couple things. There's this whole question hanging over this of the independence of the Justice Department and White House interference and who Barr is serving, whether he's serving the country or he's serving the president. And then there's just the larger picture of this particular case with Roger Stone and what's going on inside the Justice Department. It's not unusual for prosecutors and higher-ups to have disagreements over sentencing. Usually, though, those things are worked out, and then there's a sentencing memo that's filed, and that's what everybody agrees to, and everyone's on the same page. Here, you're just seeing a breakdown in all of those sorts of processes and norms.
Well, Stone was convicted of witness tampering, lying to Congress, obstruction of a House investigation into the Trump campaign, and potential coordination with Russia ahead of 2016. You know, even those who are appalled by what they see as the president signaling to the attorney general to get involved, including Jeffrey Toobin, the legal analyst on CNN, have said that that sentence might have been a little bit long, but that there were other avenues. I mean, what are the other avenues? Could the Justice Department or someone go back to the judge?
Right. So basically what the prosecutor said is we're going to adhere to the sentencing guidelines and recommend what is within the federal sentencing guidelines, that is this 7 to 9 years in prison. They could have said, actually, there's a compelling reason why those guidelines should be circumvented, and they chose not to do that. And part of what experts of this will tell you is typically you would have the guidelines and then it goes before a judge. The recommendation goes before a judge and then the judge makes the call. And it would be unusual for a judge to throw the book at someone like Roger Stone, for instance, and go with the maximum sentencing guidelines. There's wiggle room in there for it to play out there. So again, there were other ways for this to play out that could have gotten to the ultimate outcome that we now have, which is that there's a recommendation for a lesser sentence and Roger Stone is likely to not have to serve 7 to 9 years in prison. But we didn't see that happening. And all of that suggests that there's a lot of turmoil at the Justice Department right now.
Well, Senate Minority Leader Schumer is now calling on the DOJ Inspector General to investigate Barr's decision. What does the Department of Justice say about what happened?
Well, they're saying that they were blindsided by this, which is a little hard to believe just because this is something that was being debated internally and it was such a high-profile case and given all of the circumstances around it that it's hard to imagine that the higher-ups at the Justice Department would have been blindsided by the prosecutor's decision on sentencing. But they're saying they were blindsided by this, it was not appropriate, that it didn't accurately reflect the Department of Justice's position on what would be reasonable. Their sentence should be far less. They didn't specify. And they were taking into consideration, they're asking the judge to take into consideration things like Roger Stone's age. He's 67 years old. His personal circumstances, his lack of criminal history, as the judge decides what sentence Roger Stone should serve, which will happen on February 20th.
What are people who have been around the DOJ for a long time, what are they saying?
Well, we Chuck Rosenberg, who's a former U.S. attorney in Virginia, has told us that this signals to him that there has been a political infestation in the Justice Department. And he said, quote, "And that is the single most dangerous thing you can do to the Justice Department." You know, Gregory Brower, a former U.S. attorney for Nevada said he had never seen this happen before ever. And he said, I'd be shocked if the judge didn't order the U.S. attorney to come into court to explain it. So we may see some further explanation that the Justice Department has to provide.
That's Carol Lee, national political reporter for NBC News. Carol, thank you.
Thank you.